Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Once upon a time, in a land far away called democracy, its citizens believed that they had the best possible political system ever devised. Their land was at peace, largely through its own efforts at reason, compromise, discipline, and a thorough understanding of the way life should be lived. Some people were very poor, some were very rich, and many were in between. There was envy and admiration. There was hard work and laziness. Mostly, though, people understood the mechanics of their towns and cities, their farms and industries. What they especially treasured about their land was that it had no king. It had what was once called a legislature, in which men stood and talked about the problems and solutions of their nation. Ambition at that time was lowercase. Families wanted their children to prosper and to be fertile. Often for them to succeed at this, they had to make decisions about which they were uncertain. But they were also brave and determined. If sacrifices had to be made for the benefit of not just their own families, but others too, they made them. Over time, the renown of democracy spread throughout the globe. It came to be seen as the best possible shelter, one to be emulated, and in which many millions believed. People from other lands and other systems made every effort to travel to democracy and to live by its rules. The legislators, whose members had been elected from the greater populace, millions of citizens used to and conversant with the land's goals, habits, dreams, and desires, followed a guideline called a constitution. The legislators themselves followed their own rules. Much of this seemed too good to be true. Eventually, it was. Other far-flung nations fought among themselves for a combination of sand and rock. With their new captives and workers, these ambitious states expanded and grew. Democracy began to think that it was being overtaken, that its place among the League of Nations was being diminished. Although often it did not understand the combativeness of others, it certainly did not want to seem less than it knew it was. One way of elevating itself was to make its blessings less available to people from other lands. So, rather than extending its protections, friendships, and services to its clients and neighbors, it cut them off. Rather than maintaining its esteemed position in the board game of life, it began copying the goals and methods of people it might not have admired, but who were definitely growing stronger and more influential. In time, it was seen that perhaps a king might, after all, be needed, as someone wise and experienced. Most democracians were otherwise occupied and paid little attention to the drift of democracy. Rather than standing fast for their commonweals, democracians broke apart and separated into clans, families, blocks of citizens united by identical beliefs, needs, shortages, desires. To be rich became good, to be poor became shameful. To be informed, to lead one's life according to natural laws, facts, seemed a futile effort when facts could be harvested from one's imagination. To many, a king seemed obsolete, old-fashioned, and certainly not democratic. Yet many continued to dream, to read fairy tales, and in strange ways to believe in them. Most democracians, however, understood the heavy weight a king must carry. History had instructed them. Further, history said that to be king was not always a safe occupation. But if one cannot read or be read to, one doesn't have natural caution or reason. The people in democracy had a habit of actually electing as leaders men who seemed wiser than most, braver, and certainly free of entangling alliances. Eventually, one little boy grew up, tutored by teachers who were snared in seaweed. These fronds wrapped themselves around every obstacle most plants knew to shun, preferring sunlight rather than murky depths. The most reasonable Democrats were willing to harvest, dry, and even at least take a bit of sea trash as a taste, although they were certain it was not an item for their daily diet. They preferred abstract meals of honor, dedication, and intelligence. Abstract, but rewarding. The boy who grew up to be king did so at first without realizing royalty included duty, honesty, and vision. Democrats, who wanted a leader to remove the weight they carried, were happy enough to enshrine the man who could not read. Many misplaced their ordinary faith in good works and fairness to be relieved of similar responsibilities. Thus, democracy began to fade. The new king was very proud of his brain, convinced his vocabulary could overwhelm less involved souls. Oddly, every so often he would unearth a phrase or a word with which people were unfamiliar. It came to seem magic to many of them. The new king fertilized his kingdom's fields and gardens with contumely, not sparing the most hardworking, honest citizens he could find, from the highest born to the lowest. Thus, contumely, which meant a screed of invective against people and events with which he did not agree. The very word was medieval and virtually obsolete. So, it came to pass, was he. He did not go without doing great damage to democracy. He was angry and seemed bent on destroying as much of the old democracy as he could. Providentially, the old democracy destroyed him instead. And while the populace was relieved to be out from under the king's contumely, it was only too aware of the price it had to pay for its freedom. It knew that years would be required to reestablish the harmony of their nation. It knew that vast sums of money would have to be printed and distributed to begin to rebuild its institutions, its infrastructure, its alliances. So it printed and borrowed. Alas, its currency came to be devalued. A process known as inflation took hold of the nation, and people had to pay thousands for an apple. But remembering and then reusing systems of trade and cooperation, in time, everyday prices began to return to their pre-king levels. This process took many years and made many people unhappy. Miraculously, as democracy remembered itself and did its best to obliterate the memory of its late king, other distant nations tried to assist in its recovery. It seemed that they wanted to believe once again in the worth, wisdom, and strength of democracy out from under its daily thunderstorms of contumely, which, incidentally, were ultimately outlawed as uncivilized, unnecessary, unhealthy, and dishonest. It took democracy many, many years to undo its one misjudgment. But eventually, fields turned green once more, the air was breathable, water potable, friendships lasted, and alliances held firm. The people of democracy came to feel renewed pride and destiny, and contumely was heard no more in the land. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.